Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, all folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in to Grassroots Talks, a show that has been on the air since 2005. Can you believe it's been that long? Over a decade. Oh, my God, it's still counting. We continue to grow and evolve, and I guess the most important thing is that we are actually finally opening up an academy, a Flashbacks Academy, which is, as we know, a safe haven for young people who have emancipated out of the foster care system and for veterans who have risked their lives and learned how to shoot and kill people and need another different type of career and or skill, and also for those that are disabled. Wow, I know that's a mouthful, but the reason why we are doing that is because somewhere along the line, after people have made so much money off of the backs of our young people, they seem to be okay with them ending up on the street and not really having a strong quality of life. So Flashback Academy is going to do that because it's centered around the arts. You know how many jobs are in performing arts? Oh, it's just countless. I mean, if you've ever been to a theater production and you think that the people on the stage are the people who actually put in the work, they do put in some, but it's a lot more stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Have you ever figured out how the seats got filled or the sound was just so that you didn't have to think about it? The lighting that hit and moved around at the right place, or the people who designed the props, the costumes, you know, I mean, it could go on and on and on. So you kind of get the point. We're not just going to teach people how to get a job at Walmart. Give me a break. And Walmarts are closing. That'll be for another show. What we're going to do is provide skills that are marketable so that our people, the people that people have made a lot of money off of their backs, as I had mentioned before, or the people who risked their lives, or people who just for whatever reason have wound up with a debilitating injury or a disability that mainstream society thinks that they can't do a job. Well, guess what? How sadly mistaken they are. Some of the most talented people that I know have what we call so-called disabilities. And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of people who we call normal who make so many excuses for why they can't make it or why things ain't going to work out. They just can't do whatever. That's a bunch of hogwash. You and I both know it, and I'm going to really expose that, okay? First, I'm going to tell you the definition. The definition is pretty simple, okay? It is a condition such as illness or injury that damages or limits a person's physical or mental abilities. The condition of being unable is to do things in a normal way, if there's a such thing called normal, a condition of being disabled, a program that provides financial support to say people, oh, they're still there. They want support. They want opportunity to be functional just like you and I. And guess what? Flashback Academy can do that. Well, the first phase of Flashback Academy is going to be opening up our open house. I'm glad to announce we're going to open up in the multimedia area, meaning we're going to broadcast across the country, around the world. We're going to be teaching our people how to engineer, host, and how to generate sales, okay, because the lifeblood of any show is the ability to be able to market. So we're going to teach all of those pieces, okay, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun, you know, learning the journalism and our collaborator with our collaboration with ABC Learn and the Alexander Academy to a whole nother level, because unfortunately some of our people that will be in our program, and I'm not going to keep using that word disability, veterans, foster, our folk, okay, who may need to learn how to read more or better to be able to read the teleprompts, write, report. This is where ABC Learn and the Alexander Academy will kick in. So that's going to be exciting. Now, here's the other part. Oh, my God, we are going to be hosting or having a brand new host come on, and you've heard her before, but I think somewhere along the line you may have forgotten because it's been a few months since the last time she's been on the show, but she's been very, very, very active. Her name is Dr. Margaret Aranda, okay? She's a sample of Certainly. Okay, that's a lot of folks. And she is a graduate in 1985 from Cal State University, Northridge, cum laude, and went to Oral Roberts University Medical School, graduated USC. And let's see, what else? A few other things, too. So the bottom line is she's going to be hosting the show with some dynamic young man. I just had a chance to see just a little bit of him, and my, you guys are in for a treat. So this word of disability and making up the excuses, no. But let me tell you why. This lady had an accident, 3-year-old child, okay? And she became paralyzed in a wheelchair and went through a whole lot of suffering, rehabilitation. She'll never get up and dance again, but that don't mean she can't dance from the chair. And what she does to inspire folks is just really, really moving. And you folks got to really, really know that we're going to be bringing really awesome shows to you folks that are going to hit the depths of your heart. So just stay tuned to that, and you'll be able to know more. Now, our shows are being brought to you by GRCN, Connecting Communities, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to assist youth in their transition from childhood to adulthood. Edison International, yeah, the light company. They also are one of the sponsors, the Alexander Academy. And we have a few other folks, but in the meantime, we'll talk about that. It looks like we may have a caller or just a listener, so I'm going to go to that line before I continue on. Caller, you're on with Grassroots Talks. How are you today?
Hi, this is Dr. Margaret Aranda.
Wow. See, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, we had a surprise for you. Well, it's great to be speaking to you today. Hopefully you've heard my introduction, but I didn't tell you was coming on either, okay? You're going to be hosting our show, and I'd like to refresh our audience with a few things about who you are, what you are going to be doing, and maybe even a little bit of what you have done. Can you enlighten our audience on why they need to be tuning in to you?
Absolutely. I've given lectures to high school students, to teen girls, in foster home groups, and I can relate to girls very easily and to teens very easily. I grew up in a big family. My first job was picking garlic in the garlic fields with migrant farm workers in the garlic capital of the world, which is Gilroy, California. You can actually have garlic ice cream there. Everything is garlic.
Garlic ice
and
cream?
I've
never heard of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Garlic ketchup, garlic everything. It smells like garlic when you start driving in. I wonder if they live longer because garlic is actually very good for you. But
okay.
I was
well,
in the sunshine. I must have been 12 years old. And it was the year that Lean On Me came out with the singer Lean On Me.
When I remember the song, but the name escapes me.
And I'll be your friend. It's on the tip of my memory, but I have actually had two brain injuries. One was from the car accident in 2006 when I was spiraled and basically got centrifuged brain from the truck being twirled around in a circle and my brain being swirled around. And this, I got better. And I was actually able to walk when nobody thought I was able to. I had to learn how to walk and talk again and go through neuro rehab, just like a traumatic brain injury patient. But on top of that traumatic brain injury, I also had something that none of the doctors had ever heard of, including myself, called dysautonomia. And it's dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system, or you can think of it as the automatic nervous system in your body, all the things you don't have to think about, like your heart rate, your blood pressure, breathing, digesting your food, you know, passing urine, all the things that your body does on its own. Well, my body just, I would stand up and faint. That's the presentation. And there are about an estimated 1 million patients in the United States that have some form of dysautonomia. I can only eat small amounts of food because my stomach doesn't move forward into the intestines, just like a diabetic who can't move food forward because their nerves get cut off to their stomach too. And so the second brain injury happened because of this big, huge problem that all of us with an invisible illness, we call it, have, because we look good. When I'm laid down in a hospital bed, I'm sideways, and the blood goes to my brain. And I don't look my age. I look younger. And when I open my mouth, the doctors don't expect me to talk like a doctor. And I'm a Stanford-trained doctor, a double Stanford-trained doctor in anesthesiology and critical care. And I've served on committees since I was a pre-med student at Cal State Northridge. And I know how to articulate and debate and give speeches to thousands of people. So I know how to talk. This doctor thought I was pretending and lying and drug seeking, and they do this to women all the time. And so he had me close my eyes and try to touch my nose. Well, when I close my eyes, I'm in outer space. I don't have, my body doesn't know where it is, unless I'm holding on to a railing or a wall or something. So he allowed me to fall on the hardwood floor. And not only did I get a second traumatic brain injury when I was almost completely well and had a position at Stanford waiting for me to get retrained in anesthesiology, but he also ripped my rotator cuff on the left arm, the left shoulder, which is the side that I fell on. So I had to get that repaired and set me back. So I pretty much had to start all over again. And so now it's been 10 years bedridden.
Wow. Well, so because our show is 30 minutes and I can tell you have so much to share, this is why we really wanted to have you begin to host our shows. Tell our listeners what they can expect when they tune in each week.
Exactly. I can talk about everything from being a migrant farm worker, running away from home every weekend, getting kicked out of high school, graduating high school when I was 16 by testing out of it without my parents' permission, being a teenage rebel, thinking that I knew everything, starting college when I was 16, dropping out of college because I had chickenpox. I can talk about how God has been in my life all of my life and has kept me from ending up being murdered by a bullet in the head like my closest girlfriend was. I've come to some pretty close blows with hanging out with the wrong kind of people, and God had to straighten me up. And I can talk about leadership, about overcoming obstacles, about forging forward and keeping your eyes on a goal and just knocking down everything in your way. I can talk about being at the bottom of a hole and digging yourself out and getting up to the top of that and finding Jesus' hand waiting for you the whole time. And you just had to get out of yourself and get out of that fetal position and find the little rocks, like the rock climbers, even if it took you a year to find little rocks or create them to get yourself up out of that hole. I talk about being that one in a million dandelion that grows from within a crack in the cement, because somebody has to be that one in a million. I wanted to be that one in a million. And I believe that if I can do it, you can do it. And my job, when God wiped away my years of medical education at the big county hospital in L.A., serving the poor, the homeless, the, you know, the gangbangers, the jail ward where Rodney King was taken. I can tell you lots of stories. God smashed in all my medical training into a concentrated period of time because he knew I wouldn't be able to practice medicine later on. He turned me into a patient so I could be a part of this invisible world that doctors don't even know about.
Folks, as you can see, she has so much to offer and a wealth of experiences. And at the end of the day, makes no excuses for where she is at. She only has nothing but gratitude. Our show, again, is being brought to you by GRCN Connecting Communities, a nonprofit organization that has dedicated itself to assisting youth in their transition from childhood to adulthood. From Edison International, from ABC Learn, who assists youth and adults in tutoring. To be able to learn how to read and write, oh, my gosh, the basic fundamentals of being able to survive in any society is the ability to be able to read and comprehend what you are reading and maybe even write. How about that? Also, Flashback Academy, where we assist our folks providing a transitional home, vocational skill. Oh, and let me tell you about Flashback Theater. That's to come. You can visit us at our website at Flashback Academy, or just write us, because we've got a lot more to share with you at flashbks@gmail.com. Now, we're going to join back again with Dr. Margaret and find out, does she have a Facebook or what her social network communications are, so that you folk can be able to reach out and speak to her. Where's her website at, so that you can communicate and start maybe getting some guidance of what you need, because hey, time is short and we ain't got a whole lot to give. Doctor, can you share your social network? Are you on Facebook? You have a website?
Absolutely. I'm all over the place. With 10 years in bed, I've written 5 books. I have, I don't know, 6 different websites, 6 different Facebook sites, one for each book. Plus, I have 5,000 friends on my regular Facebook page, and my overflow page is my public figure page. So I'll give you my public figure page, which has no limit to the number of friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and it's Facebook.com. Okay, good. Yeah, write it down. It's facebook.com/Dr, as in capital D-R, author. I'm an author of several books, capital A-U-T-H-O-R, /. So it's facebook.com/ DRAUTHOR /. And I am tweeting left and right all day, and people can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Aranda, A-R-A-N, like in Nancy, D-A, like the DA's office that you never want to have to talk to, M-D, PhD. That's at Aranda MD PhD. And I tweet every single day. I talk to all different groups of people, whether it's entrepreneurs starting a business, teens, ill people, women's, I wrote a book on women's health, everything from the first period through chastity before marriage, marriage, having babies, pregnancy stages, menopause, caregiving, hospice care, everything. It's all in there.
Okay, and, well, folks,
you are
absolutely
right that people need to know how to read.
Absolutely. Well, so what's going to happen, we're going to be coming on the air a couple of times a week. Look for the announcements. The call-in number is, let's see here, 657-383-0162. And you can write us again at our home station at Flash, FLASHBKS, at gmail.com if you want your questions read over the air, and the doctor will take a moment to look at it and be able to provide you with some assistance and guidance. And if she can't do it, I can, or we'll find it out together. In the meantime, we want to make a special announcement that we are going to be having an open house May 28th from 10 a.m., our brand new site over in Pacoima. And
so exciting!
Really excited about that, where those who have disabilities or think you got one, because we're not going to let you off the hook thinking that no more, okay? Or the veterans who have serviced our community to keep us safe so we can have our freedoms of speech, or our young people, through no fault of their own, was placed into the system, and many people made a whole lot of money off their back. But at the end of the day, you're homeless and looking for an opportunity, and it's coming to you by way of Flashback Academy. So if you write us, we'll give you more information about where we are going to be located, because you do kind of need the RSVP, RSVP to make sure that we can reserve a seat for you. So write us at flashbks@gmail.com. It's going to be May 28th. And if you know of somebody that needs to be enrolled in a program that can cater to your needs but also teach you a skill that is marketable, where you can carve out a living better than minimum wage, okay, we're here for it. We have some amazing instructors, and just between me and you, we're going to be recruiting the doctor to be able to come in as a special instructor, able to provide for the needs of those who think they're disabled or who have been deemed disabled and may have some special needs, to make sure that we can service them to the best of our ability. And for you foster care folks, hey, don't worry about it. I've been working with y'all since 1983. You're not going to scare me off. I'm going to help you, okay? And as far as the veterans are concerned, I'm a veteran too. Enough said. So,
and
with
you
that,
know,
I'm gonna,
I started off as a pre-med. I was president of the pre-med club at Sepulveda VA. And I was chief of anesthesiology at the Philadelphia VA, and I was director of the surgical intensive care unit at the West Los Angeles VA, right there off the 405 freeway, by on West Westwood Boulevard.
Wow,
as well as the veterans.
Tremendous experience. So what we're going to do, doctor, we'd like to come back to the air next week. Pacific
Perfect.
Standard Time, and we're hoping that we're going to launch your show. So I'm going to be coming on probably before you, because if I come on after you, that's going to be a tough act to follow, okay? So my show will be coming on at 11. Yours will be coming on at 11:30 till noon. And we'll send out the announcements to you so you can forward it to your Facebook friends and your other social media networks. But in the meantime,
this is going to be such
really
a testimony to everybody. People are going to be so excited.
Yes. So what I would like for you to do, we only have a few more seconds left. I'd like for you to get used to this. It's called the closing monologue. Share something with our audience as they get ready to go and take on their day after we hang up.
I have a motto that I follow that I use a lot. You, no matter what you've been through in your life, you are not just a survivor. You're not even a victim. You are a warrior. And warriors fight. And you have armor. And you don't squeak. You roar. And that's the thought of the day.
So you folks roar on. And I want to thank you again. For those of you who need to get to our website, it's going to be flashbks.wix.com/academy. That may help you speed it up. But if you just write us, I'm sure we're going to direct you at flashbks@gmail.com. For those of you who didn't get a chance to hear it or you know your friends need to, you can grab the link from our show and be able to forward that to them. I want to thank you again, not only for being on our show, but for the work that you already have done, Doctor, and the work that we'll continue to do together.
I'm just so blessed that this came full circle. This is an
Absolutely.
Answer to my prayers. This is awesome and incredible, and just more than I would have asked. This is more than I would have prayed to ask for. That's how great this is to me.
And if you folks are just listening, she's just saying, hey, thanks for an opportunity to help somebody else. I mean, how humble can you get? Folks, remember, the whole world is a stage, and it's all about the part that you play. In the meantime, this is Dr. Alan Brown on Grassroots Talks. I want to wish you all a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to seeing or talking to you folks on Wednesday, starting at 11 till noon. Your Brown Grassroots Talk Show and Dr. Margaret Aranda, is that how we say it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
Absolutely.
We look forward to talking to you. Thank you again for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.